As Ravana continued to roam over the earth in the Pushpaka chariot, one day he arrived at the place called Ushira Beej, and there he saw King Maruta engaged in sacrificial performance under the direction of the Brahmarshi Sanvartana, a brother of Brihaspati. All the demigods were present in that sacrificial arena, but out of fear of Ravana, they transformed themselves into animals. Indra became a peacock, Kubera became a chameleon, Yamaraj became a crow, and Varunadev became a swan. After entering the sacrificial arena like an unclean dog, Ravana approached King Maruta and challenged, "Either fight with me or surrender." "Who are you? What do you want from me?" "I am the younger half-brother of Kubera. My name is Ravana, and I have already defeated him in battle." "Oh, you are the conqueror of your elder brother? Oh, you must certainly be very virtuous. Therefore, I consider you most worthy of being pierced by my arrows." Then Maruta angrily grabbed his bow, rushing at the king of the Rakshasas. But Sambartana blocked his disciple's way. "This sacrifice performed for Lord Shiva is not yet complete, my dear king. And if it is spoiled, this glorious sacrifice will be the cause of the destruction of your entire dynasty. Indeed, Ravana is most difficult to conquer, and moreover, one who has been sanctified for a sacrificial performance should never become angry or engage in fighting." Becoming thus pacified, King Maruta threw aside his bow, and as he again sat down, Ravana proceeded to devour many of the rishis who had come there to attend the ceremony. And only after Ravana's departure did the demigods resume their normal features. Indra then benedicted the peacocks to never again fear snakes. He also made marks appear on the peacocks' formerly all blue bodies to resemble his 1,000 eyes. Thus, whenever Indra showers down rain, the peacocks dance as a symbol of their love for him. And Yamaraj benedicted the crows to no longer contract the diseases which are common to other living entities. And additionally, the crows were granted that they would live for as long as humans did not kill them. Now, when crows are fed, people residing in the abode of Yamaraj become satisfied by that act. Formerly, swans were not all white. However, by the benediction of Varunadev, they became white as foam and began enjoying great pleasure sporting in the water. Lastly, Kuvera blessed the chameleon with a golden complexion. Thereafter, the demigods departed for their abodes.